Hello, everyone. Welcome to Minghui Radio, bringing you podcasts of stories relating to the persecution of Falun Gong in China, insights and experiences gained by practitioners during the course of their cultivation, special items of interest, and music composed and performed by DAFA practitioners.
The following is an experience sharing article entitled Taiwan, Reader's Feedback on Minghui Books for Children, Part 2, by Falun DAFA practitioners in Taiwan. The article was published on the Minghui website on January 30th, 2024. Morning reading activities have been promoted in schools in Taiwan for many years. Some children love to read the Minghui publication books for children. Below are a collection of reviews from students in primary schools in Taiwan. Part 6, Learning to Endure. Xiao Yi said, "Ever since I read the story of Xiang Xiang is Running in Magical Cultivation Stories, I learned that if someone pushes me while queuing up behind me, I should forbear and not fight with my classmates. When I tolerate things, I will gain white substance, virtue. But if I hit someone, I will get black substance, karma. We should follow the principles of truthfulness, compassion, and forbearance." Part 7. Kindness means having a heart of compassion. Xiao Han said, from reading Magical Cultivation Stories, "I learned that being kind means having a heart of compassion. Being tolerant means not hitting back or arguing when one is beaten or sworn at. If you can endure, you will receive virtue in return. For example, once while my younger brother and I were eating ice cream, he accidentally dropped his on the ground. I gave him mine. Although I wanted to eat ice cream, I chose to give it to my brother because I want him to behave that way too. I want both of us to be people who follow truthfulness, compassion, and forbearance." Part 8. I don't get angry with my sister. Xiao Xiang said, "After I finished reading the book, A Good Baby Who Follows Truthfulness, Compassion, Forbearance, I thought the stories were amazing. The pictures were rich and three-dimensional. The teacher in the stories was kind, and she taught the children to be kind and do good deeds. In this way, there will be more kind people in this world. This story reminded me of what happened between my sister and me. I used to quarrel with her frequently, but now I know I must be kind. Therefore, I treat my sister much better. When I was young, I disliked her, but now I treat her very well. When she scolded me in the past, I always scolded her back. Now when she swears at me, I reason with her." Part 9. Ice Cream and Computer Games. Xiao Hung said, "I learned about truthfulness, compassion, forbearance when I read The Holy Book from Heaven with a blue cover. My family and I went to eat sushi. My mother said we could eat ice cream first, so my brother and I ordered ice cream. As soon as we started eating, my brother accidentally dropped all his ice cream on the ground. He was reprimanded by our mother and kept crying. I thought he was miserable, and so I gave him my ice cream. He stopped crying and kept thanking me." Xiao Hung also said, "One day I had a lot of writing to do. When I was tired, my mother said I could take a break and play a computer game. I later learned that my brother let me play the game first. When I asked him why he did that, he replied it was because I gave him my ice cream. I was happy to hear that. I want to continue being a person who follows truthfulness, compassion, forbearance, so the world will be a better place. Part 10. I used to dislike my brother. Xiao Xuan said, I used to dislike my brother because he often dirtied the clothes I brought inside. I scolded him when he did this. After I read the books on teacher's desk, I knew that swearing at others will bring me black substance, karma. I began to have a kind heart. Looking back at what happened in the past, I realized my brother did not dirty the clothes on purpose. Afterwards, when my brother dirtied the clothes, I told him it was fine. I now know that I should treat my family and classmates with kindness. I hope everyone treats those around them kindly. Part 11. I know how to get along with my classmates. Xiao Fei said, in the book, My New Classmate, the main character did not tell the teacher, even though he was beaten up by Xiang Xiang. On the contrary, he gave Xiang Xiang a tissue when he was unhappy. I discovered my shortcomings after reading the story. I care too much about what others do. For instance, I saw two classmates fighting, but the classmate responsible for keeping order did not see it. I told them, "Stop squabbling." One of them said, "Mind your own business." I left them alone, as I did not want to start a fight with them, but I was a little upset. After reading the book, My New Classmate, I learned to keep my mouth shut and not expose the affairs of others. If I see someone doing something wrong, I should first tell him kindly instead of reporting to the teacher. Even if my classmates criticize me, I must not hit back or argue. Now, I get along much better with my classmates. Part 12. Understanding how to be considerate. Xiao Yun said, after I read Katerina's Wish, I understood some things such as how to be considerate. I have some similarities with Katerina because my teacher also taught me how to treat my parents with respect and be a kind person. I hope everyone in the world understands the principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance. That way, there will not be fighting in this world. The world will be a better place if all of us have a kind heart.
The following is an experience sharing article entitled My Enlightenment After Listening to Minghui Radio by a Falun Dafa practitioner in China. The article was published on the Minghui website on June 10, 2023. I was touched by the special series about sending forth righteous thoughts on Minghui Radio. The practitioners saw that when practitioners were arrested and persecuted on a large scale, beings in other dimensions were participating in persecuting them. They saw that the practitioners' dimensional fields were not pure. I'd like to share with you some of my experiences and thoughts on cultivation. Several years ago, there was a large-scale arrest of Dafa practitioners in my area. I had learned that the police were going to do this a week earlier. It was after 10 p.m. I became uneasy. I couldn't fall asleep. I then sent forth wretched thoughts for an hour. I still felt unsteady in my heart. I continued sending wretched thoughts until 1 a.m. But I couldn't sleep, so I started to do the exercises. My relative was hospitalized in a hospital in the capital city. I needed to take some cash to her. I traveled to the city by bus with an unsteady mind. I kept sending forth wretched thoughts to clear the evil beings that persecuted practitioners in the capital city while I was in the hotel. When I came back the next day, the large-scale arrests of practitioners in the province had happened. I felt sad. I came across a practitioner when I went out to raise awareness to people. She was surprised that I hadn't been arrested. I was sad that she felt that way. I then realized that I should look within rather than blaming her. My friend invited me to a party a short time later. One friend from the police department asked me how many days I was detained and whether I was beaten. He said that we had been monitored by the police for a long time, and he saw me on the surveillance camera. I realized that I had attachments and my dimensional field was not clean, and evil was going to persecute me, but I dissolved the persecution with righteous thoughts. Part 1. Sending forth righteous thoughts for hours. A practitioner was hospitalized. Several of us went to the hospital to send forth righteous thoughts for her. When we arrived at the hospital, we sent forth righteous thoughts quietly. The practitioner had no appetite. I tried to persuade her to eat. Her relative, who was standing at the door, said in a loud voice, "You better leave soon. Otherwise, I will report you to the police." The patients nearby heard him and looked at us. We left with ease while still sending forth righteous thoughts. We looked within when we got to the car. I found that I had a show-off mentality and was arrogant sometimes. One practitioner whose third eye is open saw that there was something that had hindered us, but we had broken through. I sent forth righteous thoughts for 3 hours to dissolve the evil beings that persecuted the practitioner after I got back from the hospital. Part 2. Sending forth righteous thoughts to help my daughter return to cultivation. My daughter started practicing Falun Dafa with me when she was little. After she grew up and got married, she slacked off in her cultivation and eventually stopped. I was anxious and had tried many times, but failed to bring her back to cultivation. She became reluctant to talk to me about cultivation. I felt pained and looked within. I found many attachments, such as sentimentality to her, complaints, and being strong-minded. I started with rectifying myself and didn't push her. I also sent forth righteous thoughts to dissolve the evil elements that were preventing her from resuming cultivation. On one occasion, I sent forth righteous thoughts for a long time. When I finished, I clearly saw my daughter drop down from above my head. I was frightened. Why did she fall down? I realized the next day that a fake daughter, which was made up of karma, had been cleared away. I also apologized to her sincerely for being overbearing. She resumed her practice of Falun Dafa a short time later. Part 3. 2 rounds of arrests locally. Last year, there were 2 large-scale arrests of local practitioners. Several practitioners are still detained now. I was arrested the first time, but was released on bail the same day. My attachments, some of which I hadn't even realized that I had made my dimensional field impure and thus incurred this persecution. Actually, Master had given me hints, but I didn't find the root cause. My mind went blank while facing the sudden arrest. My Falun Dafa books, Master's photos, and computer were confiscated. In the police car, I clarified the truth to the police. I was released on bail. My husband signed the documents. If my righteous thoughts had been strong enough, I should have been set free on my own and shouldn't have let my husband sign the bail documents. I felt guilty and explained to him why he shouldn't have signed. He agreed to write a solemn declaration to nullify it. For a long time, I couldn't let go of blaming myself and fear. I was afraid of being persecuted again. I knew that I should negate the persecution, but the thought of being persecuted again kept popping into my mind. I sent forth wretched thoughts for a long time to clear away the persecution. One day, the police called to harass me. I felt unsafe and wanted to leave home to hide. My righteous thoughts emerged after I shared with other practitioners. I went home, though my mind was unsteady. I recited in my heart that I was Master's disciple and followed Master's arrangements. I didn't acknowledge any other arrangements. I negated it with righteous thoughts. When the second round of large-scale arrests happened, I went to a place outside the police station to send forth righteous thoughts in close proximity. I came across my neighbor as I headed back. She told me that a group of people were visiting my home. I became vigilant and felt it was not normal. I didn't go home immediately and thus avoided arrest by the police again. Part 4. Sending forth righteous thoughts more. After I listened to articles about sending forth righteous thoughts on Minghui Radio, I realized that the two rounds of large-scale arrests of the practitioners in our area was a demonstration of higher evil beings in other dimensions persecuting practitioners. In addition to practitioners looking within unconditionally, we should send forth righteous thoughts for extended periods to clear the evil beings that persecute practitioners and thus give sentient beings opportunities to be saved. After I had this thought, I felt my body was hot, and I sweat when I sent forth righteous thoughts with global practitioners at 6 p.m. I felt it was encouragement from Master. Later that night, I sent forth righteous thoughts for an extra long time. I told other practitioners about the articles on Minghui Radio. I downloaded the articles onto two memory cards and gave them to other practitioners. They listened and agreed that we should do as was suggested.
The following is an experience sharing article entitled, "I Was the Only Employee Not Let Go," by a Falun Dafa practitioner in China. The article was published on the Minghui website on January 30th, 2024. In the spring of 1997, someone recommended three Falun Dafa books to me, Juan Falun, Juan Falun Volume 2, and Explaining the Principles of Falun Dafa. He said his son brought them back from college, but he hadn't read them, so he lent them to me. As I continually read Juan Falun, I found that my worldview underwent a profound transformation. In my life and work, I began holding myself to the standards of truthfulness, compassion, and forbearance, and started my journey to become a better person and true cultivator. Part 1, The Only One Kept. At the time, I worked at a gas station affiliated with a local oil refinery. It was common for employees to shortchange customers, overcharge, and engage in unethical practices. Every staff member at the gas station did this. However, after reading Juan Falun and understanding the principles of gain and loss as taught in Falun Dafa, I no longer wanted to engage in such behavior. I disciplined myself and refrained from such actions. I achieved the mindset advocated in Juan Falun of fair trade and keeping one's heart righteous. Because I stopped doing wrong things, my heart felt light and happy. The company eventually discovered these unethical behaviors that were harming customers and decided to lay off employees. The day the layoffs happened, I was handling payments, issuing invoices, and managing accounts. I noticed a shortage of 50 yuan. After checking multiple times, the shortage couldn't be accounted for. The station manager said, "Just let it go, don't bother looking further." But I insisted, "No. I might have let it go in the past, but now I practice Falun Dafa, and I'm required to be honest. Falun Dafa teaches us to be good people and follow truthfulness, compassion, and forbearance. If I can't find the money by the end of the day, I will make up for the shortage." I then went to the cafe for lunch. When I arrived, I saw the chef and suddenly remembered he had taken 50 yuan from me earlier that day when he went out to buy vegetables. I had forgotten about it. Afterward, I informed the station manager that I had found the 50 yuan. The chef had taken it to buy vegetables. The station manager laughed when he heard this. At the end of the day, all the employees were dismissed and sent home. The station manager called me into his office and said, "I don't want to keep any other employees. Come back in a few days. I'll only keep you from the old employees." Part 2. Miraculous recovery from an injured wrist. I once fell off my motorcycle during a regular commute, resulting in a dislocated and fractured wrist. There was a lump at the wrist where the bone was dislocated. When I returned home that evening, my wrist was so painful that I could not move it. I kept pacing back and forth to alleviate the pain. After dinner, my wife insisted on taking me to see an orthopedic doctor. When we arrived, the doctor wasn't there. Back home, the pain was unbearable. My wife, who doesn't practice Falun Dafa, said, "Practice your exercises. Don't you always say Falun Dafa is capable of resolving anything?" Her words awakened me, and I thought, yes, I'm a practitioner. When I have problems, I should seek solutions from Dafa. So I began practicing. The pain made it impossible to perform the exercises properly, but I persisted. When I did the third exercise, penetrating the two cosmic extremes, where energy is guided up and down the arms, the dislocated bone made a series of cracking sounds, intensifying the pain. I slowed down to reduce the discomfort. When I did the exercise the third time, I inadvertently relaxed my main consciousness and heard a clicking sound. My wrist then suddenly felt comfortable and pain-free. It was miraculously healed. Overwhelmed with excitement, tears of gratitude filled my eyes, and there was only one sentence in my heart: "Practicing Falun Dafa is truly wonderful."
Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.